The Mishnayos here in the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin are discussing Misas Bezdin, specifically the Misa of Skila. The Mishnah said that before somebody was executed, he was told to say vidui. Shekol hamumsim misvaden. And the reason is because any person that is executed is supposed to say vidui. What's the makar? Said the Mishnah, shekem matzinu ba'achan. Because you find that Achan, before he was executed by Yeshua ben Nun told him, Bini simna kavod l'Hashem elokei Yisrael, v'tein loy toida, and toida over there doesn't mean thanks, but toida means vidui. Hence, we learn a halacha kol amumsim misvaden, and that's why in the narrative here, in the sixth parak of Masechta Sanhedrin, where we're going into great detail to describe exactly the execution process of Beis Din, one of the things mentioned is oimrim loy, we tell him his svada, you should say vidui. Now, as it relates to today's daf, almost the entire daf, until a little bit of a digression towards the end, is going to discuss in great detail the story of Yeshua ben Nun and Achan, and I think it's kedai to do a little bit of an elaborate introduction just to get familiar with the psukim and the episode of Achan, and once we do that, Be'ezer Hashem, the daf is going to flow. So the story of Achan really begins in the beginning of the seventh perek of Sefer Yehoshua. The context is that the Yidden had just suffered a minor defeat in the Battle of Ai. So the Yidden cross the Yarden. They're going to now conquer Eretz Yisrael, and they're going to have to fight through all the different nations. One of the nations that they had a fight was Ai. And the pasuk says that although they won the war, but they lost the battle. And the casualties that occurred during that battle was very vague. Kishloishim v'shisho'ish. Like 36 people. The Gemara is going to say, like 36 people? 36 people. We'll see more about that in the Gemara. But the point is that there was some level of defeat, and because of the defeat, the pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun was very, very distraught. Vayikra Yeshua sam loisav. So Yeshua ben Nun went and he tore his clothing. Vayipol al ponav aretz lifnei Aron Hashem ad ha'erev. And he literally fell down in front of the Aron until the evening. Hu v'ziknei Yisrael vayalu ofer al roisham. And they put ofer on top of their heads. Vayomer Yehoshua, and Yeshua ben Nun said, Aho Hashem Elokim, lama havarto haveres ha'amazeh ha'yardin. Why did you even have us cross the Yarden? Loseis oisonu b'yado amoyri labideinu. To put us right into the hands of the Amori who are going to destroy us. V'lu hoy alnu v'neshev evar yarden. V'lu means halavai. We would have been much better off had we not crossed the Yarden. We would have remained on the other side, because what is this all about? We're going to suffer a defeat. Be Hashem mo oimar achrei asher hafach Yisrael oiref lifnei oivav. Then he goes on and he makes his plea to HaKadosh Baruch Hu why this is like the worst thing that could have possibly happened. So the pasuk continues and says, Vayomer Hashem el Yehoshua, Hashem told Yehoshua, kum lach. See what that means in the Gemara. Lama zeh ata noifel al panecha? Why are you lying on the floor? You want to know why you suffered a defeat? It's not because of me not acting and behaving with you in a just manner, but rather you suffered this defeat because you deserve the defeat. In fact, Chato Yisrael, Klal Yisrael sinned, v'gam avru es brisi asher tzivisi oisam, and they violated the covenant that I commanded them, v'gam lakhu min hacherem, and they took from the cherem, v'gam gonvu, and they stole, v'gam kichashu, and they denied, v'gam samu b'chleim, and they even put it into their kelim. So what is this all about? So really, the background to this is the previous parak. And that is the battle that the Yidden fought before Ai was the Battle of Yericho. And we know the Battle of Yericho was very elaborate. And all the mysticism and everything that took place during that battle. But the pasuk says that Yeshua ben Nun commanded the Yidden when they were fighting against Yericho that you should be very, very careful and make sure that you're not going to take from the cherem of the city of Yericho. Yeshua ben Nun says it again and again and again. Just to read a few of the psukim. This is from Perek Vav. V'hoysa ha'ir cherem, hi v'chol asher bol Hashem. Another pasuk. V'rak atem shimru min acherim, pentachrimu ulekachtem min acherim, v'samtem esmachne Yisrael lecherim, v'achartem oisai, etc., etc. Be careful. Don't take the silver. Don't take the gold. There's going to be a lot of things there that are going to be very tempting for you to take. And Yeshua ben Nun warned Klai Yisrael not to take them. Now, we're going to see in today's daf that this was really Yeshua ben Nun's chiddush. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had never told Yehoshua to do it. Yeshua ben Nun did it on his own. Now, v'hiskim HaKadosh Baruch Hu ayadai. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Who tells you Yeshua Chata Yisrael v'gam avru es berisi asher tzivisi yoysam? But interestingly enough, this was Yeshua ben Nun's chiddush. But the bottom line is, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells you Yeshua. He says, you want to know why you just suffered this defeat? It's not because things are not really supposed to play out the way they're supposed to play out. They will. Hakol yeh beseder. But at the same time, the reason you suffered this defeat is because Chata Yisrael. That's really the punchline. Either way, the pasuk continues, and the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yeshua that I want you now to go and find out who it was amongst the Yidden that actually did this Avera. Who it is that violated this covenant, who it is that went and took from the Cherem. Now, Yeshua ben Nun told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why do I have to go find out? Why can't you tell me? So we're going to see in today's daf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tell Yeshua, what, do I look like a gossiper? I'm not going to just frivolously speak Lashon Hara. I'm not going to tell you. If you want to know, which you have to know, go ahead and find out. Either way, so Yeshua ben Nun now goes, and he tries to figure out who it was. And the pasuk goes on in great detail, and says that Yeshua ben Nun did something, which the Gemara is going to say was, he made a geirel, and the geirel narrowed down all of Klal Yisrael to one Shevet. And it was Yeshevet Yehuda. And then Yeshua ben Nun went and he made another Geirel and he was able to identify which family of Shevet Yehuda it was. It was Mishpachas Hazarchi. He then knew it was one of the males of Mishpachas Hazarchi and he was able to even narrow it down to the Mishpacha of Zavdi. Zavdi was from Zarchi. And then he went further and he was able to figure out that it wasn't just from the family of Zavdi but it came through Zavdi's son Karmi. And you know who it was? Karmi had a son whose name was Achan, and he is the one that was Moyel. He was the one that had taken Vayakriv es Beisik Lagvarim, just to read the words, Vayilochin Achan ben Karmi ben Zavdi ben Zerach l'mati Yehuda. So now Yeshua ben Nun knew who this troublemaker was. So Vayomi Yeshua Achan, Yeshua ben Nun goes to Achan and he says, B'ni my son, Simna Kavid Lashem Lekei Yisrael, V'sen Lei Toida. I want you to honor HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I want you to be Misvada. V'hagid no li me'osiso al techachid mimeni. I know you're the guilty party because the girl said so. But I want you to admit it. I want you to confess it. So Achan responded to Yeshua, and he said, "Omna, you're 100% right. Anoichi chatasi l'Hashem Elokei Yisrael v'chazois v'chazois asisi." And then he said, "I have to be honest. Va'ere b'shalol. We were going through all the shalol of Yericho, and I saw the aderes shinar achas toiva. I saw an aderes shinar. I saw some rekel. I saw some suit, and sit mechzaya gefelt. We'll see in the Gemara Machlik." Is Rav and Shmuel exactly what it was. But I saw this one aderes shinar achas, and it was so good, it was so nice. I just wanted it. Umasayim shkolam kesen, and 200 shekel. Uleshoin zahav echad, and then there was this leshoin zav, by the way, a golden tongue, right? This is where it comes from. Chamishim shkolam mishkoloi, the echmedeim, I had chemda for them, the ekochim, and I took them. And he said, Vihinam tmunim ba'aretz b'toicha aholi v'kesef tachteh, if you want to know where it is, this is where it is, go ahead and take it. V'yishlach Yeshua malachim, v'yarutzu ho'ehela, v'hinei tmunim ba'aholi v'kesef tachteh, exactly where Achan had described it was, that's where it was. V'yikochim y'toicha oil, he took them, v'yavim al Yeshua, v'alkol b'nei beisoi, v'yatzikum l'fnei Hashem. And after Yeshua ben Nun got all this, he took it and he poured it in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yikach Yeshua as Achan ben Zerach. Then Yeshua ben Nun took Achan the son of Zerach. V'es HaKesef, and the money that he had taken. V'es HaAderes, and this very fancy suit. V'es L'shoin Hazov, and the golden tongue. V'es Bono v'es Bnoisov, his sons and his daughters. V'es Shoyroi v'es Chamoiroi. V'es Soinoi, v'es Aholei, even the physical tent. V'es Kol HaShol, v'chol Yisrael, Imoi, and the rest of Klal Yisrael, v'yalu oisim Emek Ocher. And he took them to a place called Emek Ocher. V'yoymer Yehoshua, and then Yeshua turns to Achan and he says, Me achartonu yakorcha Hashem b'yoyim hazeh. That because of what you did, b'yoyim hazeh today, you are going to be completely distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. V'yirgumu oisei kol Yisrael evan. And then all of Klal Yisrael took a stone and they stoned Achan. V'yisrafu oisam ba'ish. And then they burnt them. V'yisklu oisam ba'avonim. And they stoned them as well. Now, just from reading the psukim, the Pshutei Shemikra sounds like who was stoned and who was burnt. It sounds like Achan and everything affiliated and associated with him, right? Achan and the money and the rekel and the lashon hazav, ves bana, ves benoisa, ves shir, ves chamer, ves soin, ves aholi, right? Ves kol hashaloi. It certainly sounds that way. It's almost as if he was treated like an irani dachas, where everything had to be destroyed. But we're going to see in the Gemara that's not really what happened. Regardless, vayakimu all of galavanim gadol, and then they erected a big pile of stones. Ad hayoy mazeh, it's here, ad hayoy mazeh. You find that nusachin nach sometimes. This is one of those places. Vayoshev Hashem mecharei napoy, and as soon as Achon was taken care of and justice was served, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's charoin af was relieved, and alkein kor shem ha-mokam hu emek ocher ad hayoy mazeh. And this place is referred to as Emek Ocher until today. Why? Because Yeshua told Achon Me'achar Tonu Yakorcha Hashem Bayoim Hazeh. And this is the very, very short version of the story of Yeshua ben Nun and Achon. But I'll just tell you one interesting thing that I saw in the Emes LeYaakov from Hagaon Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. He said something very, very beautiful. He said that, why was it that Yeshua ben Nun was so distraught when the Kishloishim, the Sheish Ish, died during the Battle of Ai? Now, of course, every life of a Yid is an Oilam Mali. No one's belittling that. And we're going to see one man Damar, the Gemara is going to say it was Reuben Shal Sanhedrin. Another man Damar is going to say it was one person who was shakul like 36 people. So it wasn't even just 36 people. A befart. The reaction of Yeshua ben Nun seemed to be very, very dramatic. What did he say? It would have been better off had we not crossed the Yarden. We should have been on the other side. We're going to see the Gemara is going to even say that the way Yeshua ben Nun spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu during that diatribe was literally azos. It was chutzpah. The Gemara is going to compare and contrast the tachnunim yedaber rosh, the more humble way that Moshe Rabbeinu would daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with this very aggressive way that Yeshua ben Nun spoke to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would have been better off not crossing the Yarden. Right, that's very, very sharp. And it seems like Yeshua ben Nun was so perturbed by what happened that he thought the world was coming to an end. And it's not 100% clear why. I understand, again, Yidden died. There's nothing to talk about. There was a Magaif in the Midbar where 24,000 Yidden died. Right, think about all the things that happened with Kairach and the Meraglim. It's not the first time a Yid died since they left Mitzrayim, but there was something Yisodi, seemingly, that's really bothering Yeshua ben Nun, and it's not so clear why. So Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky said something mamish beautiful, just learning up the Psukim. He said that we know that when the Yidden left Mitzrayim, they had to cross the Yam Suf. It was a problem. So what did Eibishter do? Kriyas Yam Suf. It was one of the great miracles of all time. Ra'asa Shivcha Bayom, Mashalei Ra, Yecheskel Ben Buzi Me'ayim. What we sometimes forget is that when the Yidden were en route into Eretz Yisrael, there was a second time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu miraculously had the Yidden cross a sea. And that was the Yarden. It was Yud Nisan. It was literally as they were entering Eretz, not with Moshe Rabbeinu, it was Yubashon Benon. And miraculously, the Yidden crossed the Yarden. And it was a great, great miracle. Says Rabbi Yaakov, I think the oimik of why there was the miracle of how the Yidden crossed the Yarden was to be mashlim what had been lost and what was supposed to have happened through Kriyas Yam Suf. He says, if you look in the Psukim, there were two things that were supposed to come from Kriyas Yam Suf. Number one, the Pasuk says, Vayaminu Bashem Uva Moshe Avdo. That's a Pasuk in the Torah that's not negotiable. But there's another thing that happened from Kriyas Yam Suf, and that is, Tipol Aleha Me Mosav Afachad Bigdol Zreyacha Yid Mukaven. Right? What happened? Shamu Amin Yur Gazan Chil Ochaz Yoshe Peloshes Oz Nivalu Alufei Edoim. Right, all of the world got completely to tresel when they heard about Kriyas Yam Suf, and that was very important. It was important because when the Yidden are going to enter Eretz Yisrael, let them be afraid, let them be spooked out. Like this, the Jews have the psychological advantage. It was a very, very important thing. So says Rabbi Yaakov, just read the Psukim. There was the Vayaminu Bashem Moshe Avdo Yidos Fakal Yisrael, and then there was the message, the psychological warfare, and this is being delivered to the enemy, and that is watch out because we're invincible. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one that is leading our war, Hashem Mishmucham, and as a result, just stay the way. But what happened? What happened was, everyone knows, Amalek came. And Amalek, the Pasuk says, Asher Karcha Baderech. And Rashi brings a Chumash, Moshalam Bati Roisachas. Amalek went and they chapped with the Yidden. And as soon as Amalek chapped with the Yidden, nobody was afraid anymore. And that's why Sichon chapped with them, and Oib chapped with them, and the nations of Eretz Yisrael, they were ready, you know, gangbusters. Let's take on the Jews. What happened to Shamu Amin Yergazin, Chil Ochaz Yoshvei Peloshes? What happened to the Nomoigu? What happened to all these things? The Teretz is Amalek. It's a Rashi Chumash. Everyone knows this Chazal. That's what happened. So now the Yidden are going into Eretz Yisrael. So what did the Eibishter to say? I want to go and I want to heat up the waters of that Ambati again. L'shoin Hazav, Shal Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky. I want to make the bathtub hot again. It's like this, people are going to be afraid. So what does the Eibishter do? The Eibishter makes this great miracle. The Yidden again cross a body of water, and they cross it again miraculously. And what's the point? The point is that it should be Chayzev and Neir, those two in Nekudas. And he says, if you look in the Psukim, it's so clear. Sefer Yehoshua, Perik Dalet, Pasuk Yud Dalet. Bayoy Mahu, Gidal Hashem Es Yehoshua, Be'inei Kol Yisrael. Bayoy Mahu, when they crossed the yard, they miraculously. Vayiru Oysoi, Kashiyoru Es Moshe Kol Yemechai. You have to know Nach. It's a Mefurish Pasuk. That was the result. That's exactly what happened. He said, but there's a... another pasuk. The pasuk says, "Vayomer Rabbanei Yisrael Leimar, Asher Yisholim Bneichem Macher Asavoyisam Leimar Avonim Oela." Right after the Yidden cross the Yarden, they go to Hargrizim and Har Evel, and they erect these 12 stones. So Yeshua ben Nun turns to Klal Yisrael and he says, you know, what's going to happen if one day your child is going to ask you a question? Right? What are these stones all about? Vayidatem Es Bneichem Leimar by Yabosha Avar Yisrael Es Hayarden Azeh. Asher Hoish Vish Hashem Elokeichem Es Mei Hayarden Mipneichem Ad Avrechem, Kasha Os Hashem Elokeichem Liyam Suf, Asher Hoivish Mipnei Ad Avrechem. It's because the Eibishter performed the same miracle here at the Yarden that he had done at the Yam Suf. Why? L'mandas kol amei ha'aretz es yad Hashem. Ki chazoko hi. L'man yirosem es Hashem Elokeichem kol hayom. It's clear what was going on. Yeshua ben Nun understood that this was integral, this was important, and that it's necessary in order for them to win this fight that the Umay Sa'olam and the nation should feel on the ropes. What happens? He comes and all of a sudden they lose a battle. It doesn't look like anybody's afraid. Not only that, we're suffering a defeat. And Yeshua ben Nun got nervous because he thought that maybe something's wrong over here, something's up. And if it's not being Niskayim the way it was supposed to happen, then maybe this means this whole thing. So he said, Halavai, we would have been better off on the other side of the Yarden. Malonu latzara azayis. We took care of business there. Let's just stay there. Why are we crossing? And Eibishter told him nothing to worry about. This is not a fundamental shoshiyistiga thing. What happened over here is there's a cherim. The Gamovra is Brisi, somebody violates Chote Yisrael, it's even one person, not even the whole Klal Yisrael. Take care of Achan, go find it, you can see everything's going to be Beseder. But the reaction of Yeshua ben Nun is related to an understanding of what went on when HaKadosh Baruch Hu did the miracle with the Yarden like he did at Yam Suf. Either way, as promised, it was an elaborate introduction.